Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate presents Philston.
With the Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, the story's rare. Take his advice and you'll look nice. Your face will feel as cool as ice. The Colgate Shaves will be a fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking with the Colgate Sports Newsreel and speaking tonight from Baltimore, Maryland. For in Maryland this afternoon, we broadcast the Navy-Georgia Tech football game. Our guest tonight in Baltimore is Navy's great football coach, Commander John Welchel. But first, Reel 1, today's outstanding football games in each section of the nation. In the East, Yale beat Dartmouth 17-7. Army beat Harvard 14-0. Pennsylvania beat Columbia 42-12. And Georgia Tech beat Navy 21-0. In the South, Texas beat Rice 12-7. Alabama beat Kentucky 14-0. In the Midwest, Notre Dame beat Illinois 21-14. Ohio State beat Northwestern 20-6. Minnesota beat Michigan 16-14. And Wisconsin beat Purdue 13-0. In the Far West, California beat Washington 19-6. Washington State beat Oregon State 26-13. Sanford beat Southern Cal 14-0. And for today's upset, twice beaten UCLA beats unbeaten Santa Clara 14-6. And that's all for football. Reel 2, a flash of red. The sports writers had a name for him, a name that tells better than a thousand words the way he looked as he made football history, twisting and twirling his way to touchdown after touchdown, slipping like a spook from the frantic grip of every tackler in the Big Ten Conference. They called him a ghost. You remember the galloping ghost of Illinois, Red Grange? Yes, Red Grange was a champion among champions.
And you lather shavers will agree he knows what it takes to make a champion when you hear what he wrote Bill Stern about Colgate Lather Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. He writes, "Dear Bill, I'm one of your best Colgate Lather Shave Cream salesmen. Just yesterday, I sold a friend who's got a tough beard like mine. I told him how Colgate Lather has the knack of taking the fight out of wiry whiskers so the razor can take them off close and comfortable. First time over. Guess I did a good job, because he's switched to Colgate Lather. And like me, he'll be a lifelong customer. Cordially, Red Grange."
Yeah, lather shavers, Colgate Lather Shave Cream does have the knack of taking the fight out of tough whiskers. That's what barbers call extra soaking power. That's the reason that 2 out of 3 barbers shave with Colgate Lather. Barbers have found, as you will, that Colgate's rich, small bubble lather cuts through the tough film on each whisker at the skin line so you can shave close without snagging. Start tomorrow off right. Switch to the shave cream of champions. Get Colgate Lather Shave Cream and get it tonight. Remember, turn in an empty metal tube any size, any kind, when you buy. Reel 3. Profile of a fight. Back in 1933 in America, Max Schmeling, the famous German boxer, had just lost the heavyweight championship of the world. Also back in 1933 in America, Primo Canero, the Italian boxer, was just beginning. So what could be more natural than that Primo Canero, the newcomer, should want to fight Max Schmeling, the ex-heavyweight champion of the world? But Schmeling refused by saying, "Why should I fight that big, dumb Italian pig?" Now, this must have hurt Primo Canero, but it didn't hurt him enough to keep him from eventually winning the heavyweight championship for himself. And after Canero won that title, he fought anybody and everybody, barring only Max Schmeling. For Canero vowed that he'd never fight Schmeling because Schmeling had once called him a big, dumb Italian pig. Schmeling vowed he'd someday make Canero fight him, but Canero vowed that he never would fight the German who'd insulted him. Finally, these two heavyweights both went back to their respective countries. Max Schmeling to Germany, Primo Canero to Italy, each still hating the other. With the outbreak of war in 1939, Max Schmeling became a soldier in the German army. Primo Canero became a soldier in the Italian army. One day last fall, almost a year ago tonight, a strange thing happened in Milan, Italy. Since there were almost as many German soldiers as there were Italian soldiers in Milan a year ago, it was decided to stage a great sporting spectacle to show the solidarity of the German and the Italian people. Hence, what could be more natural than to entertain this vast number of German and Italian soldiers with a boxing bout? And since both Germany and Italy each had a man who had once held the heavyweight championship of the world, why not then have these two former world champions meet? And so it was that Max Schmeling, the former German heavyweight champion of the world, scheduled to meet Primo Carnera, the former Italian heavyweight champion of the world, last October in Milan, Italy. No publicity of this was or could be given to the outside world. For this fight, was to entertain a huge concentration of German and Italian soldiers, and such a military gathering would be a perfect target for English bombers. And so there wasn't any publicity. On the night of the fight, there were 43,000 German and Italian soldiers assembled as the announcer stepped into the ring to introduce Max Schmeling and Primo Carniera.
In this corner, the former heavyweight champion of the world, the pride of Germany, Max Schmeling. And in this corner, another former heavyweight champion of the world, the pride of Italy, Primo Carniera. Gentlemen, this fight will be for the European heavyweight. Gentlemen, they've just been informed. Those are not our planes overhead. They are British bombers. British bombers. British bombers.
Now you know why there was no publicity or stories about this fight. But how did the British find out? How did the British know just where to go and exactly when to be there? Well, the story finally got out last week when Abe Green, president of the National Boxing Association of the United States, America's top boxing authority, received the following letter from Bern, Switzerland. The letter read, "Dear Abe, I'm sending this letter through a neutral country. This story is too good to keep any longer. I was supposed to fight Max Schmeling last October in Milan, Italy, but English bombers arrived just at the right moment, so we couldn't fight. Remember when Max Schmeling called me a big, dumb Italian pig? And I told you at that time that I'd never fight him after that remark? Well, it still goes. I never will. I wonder who tipped the British off. I can't imagine. Can you? Best regards. Signed, an Italian who's not so dumb. Primo Carniera. Profile of a fight." Bill Ford, Colgate's camera close-up of the United States Naval Academy.
Anchors away, my boys.
Tonight we're in Baltimore, Maryland. For in Maryland this afternoon, the United States Naval Academy played Georgia Tech. Tonight our guest is Navy's great coach, Commander John Welchel. As the head football coach of Navy, Commander John Welchel, we'd like very much for you to tell us just what you thought of the game your Navy team played against Georgia Tech this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Navy's coach, John Welchel.
I think Navy put up a great fight against a superior Georgia Tech team. Halfway through the second period, it was a nothing-nothing ball game, and we were threatening to score when Georgia Tech intercepted our first pass and ran it back 92 yards for the first touchdown of the game. Up to then, we were holding our own. But I'm not here to alibi for Navy. We played the very best we know how, and we lost. But, Bill, I'd like to say this. If you knew how much these Navy boys must do besides play football, you'd realize how proud I am of them. Even in defeat. And to Bill Alexander and his great Georgia Tech team, congratulations on winning. You deserve it.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck and good night, Commander John Welchel.
Good night, Bill.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll return to the Bill Stern Sports Newsreel right after these messages.
To find out more about Old Time Radio, Old Time Video, and the pleasures of listening to audiobooks, visit the Audiobook Club website, www.audiobookclub.com, where you can get 4 audiobooks for just 1 penny.
MediaBay.com. And now, let's return to the Bill Stern Sports Newsreel.
Reel 5, Portrait of a Forgotten Fact. Sometimes in a man's battle to attain his life's goal, an unimportant little incident may create an unforgettable story and yet still somehow be forgotten. Such a story we have for you tonight. Exactly 100 years ago, a youngster of 15 was a student at the technical school in old Vienna. His father had sent him there, for he hoped to see his son someday become a famous engineer. That boy was the most shiftless and irresponsible pupil in the entire technical school of Vienna. He was more interested in athletics than he was in his studies. Technical School of Vienna was shut off from the outside world by a high stone wall rising 7 feet in height. Discipline was strict and harsh. It was a dreary place for a high-spirited, sports-loving boy, and so quite naturally, that youngster rebelled at the tedious life of the school and often planned ways of sneaking over that high 7-foot wall and getting out of the school. One day, and playing around inside the schoolyard, the youngster came across a long pole. He found to his amazement that by holding the pole a certain way and throwing his body forward and upward, he could vault over low obstacles. The youngster said nothing to anyone. He didn't know he'd accidentally discovered a new sport. All he knew was that by using this long pole, he was slowly but surely learning how to vault over higher and higher obstacles. A secret the boy practiced daily, living only for the day when he could clear 7 feet and use this newfound skill to take him over that 7-foot wall around the school and get him out to freedom. For he was but a little boy, and this wall was too high for him to climb. One day, the boy was practicing as usual, when he was suddenly caught by the head schoolmaster. He was summoned to the headmaster's office. The schoolmaster peered at the boy icily out of the bottom of his spectacles and angrily spoke.
Young man, you're a disgrace to the school.
But, sir, I've done nothing but learn to vault with the aid of a pole. I've discovered a wonderful new sport.
Silence! I will have none of your impertinence.
But I'm not impertinent, sir. I'm only trying to tell you that this will someday be a great sport. Imagine, sir, I jumped as high as 6 feet. Why, someday someone with the aid of a pole might even vault as high as 10 feet.
You're a young fool to believe that. Jumping over obstacles with a stick. What ridiculous nonsense. Well, you may take your newly discovered sport to some other school. We have no use for it here, nor for you. You're expelled. Your father will be notified in the morning.
So that boy was expelled from the technical school of Vienna, kicked out by a schoolmaster who'd caught him vaulting with a pole. The boy went to other schools in Vienna, tried to interest them in the new sport of vaulting with a pole, but he was laughed at everywhere. Oh, but that never discouraged that boy. He firmly believed that someday, somehow, vaulting with a pole would be a universal sport. Well, that boy never lived to see that sport he discovered, vaulting with a pole, become the universal sport of pole vaulting. No, nobody remembers him today as the inventor of this sport. But everyone remembers him as the man who gave the world the immortal waltzes of old Vienna, the Vienna of yesteryear that can never be forgotten. For it was this boy who wrote the most beautiful and famous waltz that's ever been written, the beautiful Blue Danube Waltz. So you see, this youngster was the immortal Johann Strauss.
Ah, ah.
Real six. Some real sense.
I want to tell you why brushless shavers are switching to Colgate Brushless, the brushless shave cream of champions. You see, Colgate Brushless is one no-brush cream that's made especially for men with dry, sensitive skin. It stays moist and active clear through your shave, doesn't dry out, leaves your skin soft, feeling cool and refreshed. And here's the big news I promised. Now you can get Colgate Brushless in a handy brand new glass victory jar that holds 5 full ounces of Colgate Brushless, yet costs only 45 cents. Mister, that's real economy. And remember, when you buy Colgate Brushless in the new glass victory jar, there's no tube to turn in. And you help save tin that's so vital to our war effort. So do your face a favor. Favor your pocketbook, too. Switch to the brushless shave cream of champions. Get Colgate Brushless Shave Cream in the victory jar tonight. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Reel 7. A Colgate Candid Camera catches the story behind the story. Exclusive, Hollywood, California. Rita Hayworth's newest love interest is Michigan's former All-American, Tommy Harmon. Chicago, Illinois. On December the 1st, Washington authorities will announce no spring training for any baseball teams next year. Berlin, Germany, via shortwave radio. 4 new racetracks have been opened up in Germany in the last year. But the only horses running are those, get this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a direct quote from the Berlin radio, the only horses running are those too sick to be eaten. And that's the 3-0 mark for tonight.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away.
Hear that song in the background? That is Anchors Away, the famous Navy song, which tells you we've been broadcasting the Colgate Sports Newsreel tonight from Baltimore, Maryland. We're in Maryland this afternoon. We broadcast the Navy-Georgia Tech football game. Each Saturday this fall, we'll be traveling around the country broadcasting the nation's biggest football games. And each Saturday night, from whatever city we're in that afternoon, we'll come this show, same time, same stations, with a famous guest star for an added attraction each week. Next Saturday night, we'll be back with another Colgate Sports Newsreel coming to you from whichever city has the nation's biggest football game. Don't forget, 1/2 hour before we come on each week, tune into these stations and hear the funniest show in radio called Can You Top This? So until next Saturday night at the same time over the same stations, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night. from Baltimore.
C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
This program originated in Baltimore, Maryland.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights. Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.